Welcome to this week's live show, The Internet Without Fear, Dublin City FM 103.2, and I'm your host for today, Peter Mullis. Our guests this week are Donna Kennedy, who will talk about her internet event Lifelasting Success and her new book, Step On, Step Up. And Daryl O'Dea, he's going to be speaking about an internet bootcamp he's running in June. The show is sponsored by ICS Skills, bringing you equal skills in a fun and exciting way for complete beginners to learn all about using computers and the internet for young and old. Donna has contributed magnificently to this recession with her book and events to help people. Daryl, as a financial coach, is also organizing this event where people will be able to get the wherewithal to launch their own website. Now, this is our last show. It's been a blast, 6 months since we first started doing it, and we've covered some amazing guests, some amazing topics. Last week, we learned all about eBay with Patrick Munden. We talked about web design with Tom Doyle, booking restaurants online, booking venues online, video on the internet. We've had Google, we've had Microsoft, we've had Dublin City FM themselves, Mike Hanley, who spoke about what he's doing in his future ideas. Now, all of these you can listen to at any time you want by going to our podcast, which is on www.3r.ie/internetwithoutfear.htm. Don't forget the .htm, it is internet, so you should know that by this stage. So, without any further ado, I'd like to welcome Donna to the studio. Welcome, Donna.
Thank you, Peter.
And Daryl.
Hello, Peter.
So, Donna, tell me all about your book and what made you come up with this wonderful idea.
Okay, well, the reason I came up with the idea is because first-time buyers, I mean, they have opportunities that they haven't had in, you know, maybe 5-6 years. So with prices gone down, interest rates so low, basically I have the opportunity now to buy. So what my book is a very chilled out version. So for, you know, the 20, 30 something, even a little bit older, where I speak with the reader as opposed to at them. Because a lot of the books that are out there, you know, for first-time buyers, they're very intimidating. They talk a lot of jargon. So what I've done is I've taken out all the jargon and I speak in a very conversational tone.
Okay.
To show people literally step by step and ways to save money. I mean, even things like, I mean, I give tips throughout the book and it's up to date as of 2 days before print, which was three weeks ago.
What's the name? Sorry, just for the readers, anyone wants to go and buy this book, what's the name?
It's called Step On, Step Up.
Okay.
And it's available online. It's available in the book, in all the bookshops. I give a huge amount of tips through. I mean, even things like, for realistically, a first-time buyer, once they've paid their money on a deposit, I come up with creative ways to do that. They don't have a lot of money left, for furniture or for other things. So I show them ways to save money. So if we look at even a quirky tip, like a lot of hotels are closing down at the moment, or at least they're renovating. So hotels have to either get rid of the furniture or they have to store it, which costs them. Now, hotel furniture is generally high standard. So I've done this myself. If you go to a hotel and you ask them to keep it, and normally to get in early is a great idea, they will sell you furniture, beds for maybe 20 euros. They'll sell you lockers for 10 euros. Stuff that you can use and that is extremely high quality. So I furnished a 3-bed semi for 450 euro. That's no joke. Literally from scratch. Now, the kitchen was in it and the bathroom was in it, but everything else. You know, so there's a lot of tips like that in the book to show people practical ways where they can save money. Also giving them websites where you can get free furniture, high standard. Again, if people are moving out, they want to get rid of the contents. You know, so different ways to negotiate the seller down. Because a lot of people at the moment are asking, should they wait, you know, 2 year to 18 months to buy property? You know, let's just take a property round figures, 300,000.
Okay.
If you bring down, you know, you project it 18 months forward, and let's say it drops 10% or whatever. So we're bringing it down to 270.
Yeah.
Why not force it down now yourself? So offer 250. See whether they'll accept. If they're a desperate seller, they probably will, or at least they maybe go up to 270. So you're actually bringing it back yourself as opposed to having to wait until the market comes down and then actually giving the asking price, which a lot of first-time buyers presume that you have to give the asking price. They're afraid almost to negotiate down. So in Step On, Step Up, I go through literally every single thing that you can do. And I include forms, like check viewing forms, you know, how to do that. I include calculation forms as to how to work out what you can afford. I include a mortgage proposal form, which, you know, people don't do. but it's extremely important.
Sorry, what is a mortgage proposal for?
Well, basically what it is, it's an itemized collection of documents that you need for the bank. Now, when I was buying my first house, I mean, I literally, over a period of about a month, you know, every second day the bank would say, Donna, we need this form. 2 or 3 days later, now, Donna, we need this form. Whereas
they don't just ask up front. But
they do, but when you're a first-time buyer, or when you were me at least, and you hadn't a clue what you were doing, you just bring them in. You know, I mean, I didn't know what tax relief was. I didn't know what, you know, fixed rates or variable rates were. I explain all this and step on, step up. So for me, it was just bring them in dribs and drabs. Where what I've done is I've actually done an itemized thing of everything that you need to bring in, and you bind it, you put it in a folder, and you bring it in. You look very, very organized. You know, I even go into things like certain schemes people can get into now, the rent-to-buy scheme, for example, whereby people can rent a property. A lot of developers are doing it now, again, to incentivize first-time buyers. You rent a property for 3 years, and on year three you have the option, but not the obligation, to buy.
Okay.
You know, so it's extremely good, because on year three the price of the property is agreed on year one, and they have to sell it to you for that price. And also it gives you the ability to work up a good credit history with the bank. Because if they can see that you're making payments every month for 3 years, you know, you're in a lot better position than maybe you would be on year one.
Very good. So, I mean, in sort of in a nutshell, what you're actually saying to first-time buyers out there is, now is the time to buy. And if you want to do that, go buy Donna's book, Step On, Step Up, and that'll really help you get on the ladder.
Exactly, exactly. And now is the time to buy, but to do it very cleverly and do it safely and do it with, you know, using simple guidelines, but the guidelines that you need in a way that you can understand. So that's why I've taken out all the jargon from Step On, Step Up, and it's literally just, you know, almost like over a cup of coffee, but giving them the detailed information that they know. This, guys, is what you need to do, this is what you need to have, and this is how you save money, and this is how you add value, and all that kind of stuff.
The other thing, obviously, this program is about the internet.
Yeah.
So you said in your book you have resources of where people go and check out information, like buying websites, etc., etc.
Yeah.
Tell us more about the internet resources you refer to.
Okay, well, I mean, the internet is a huge thing at the moment. Even if we look at the big R word, the recession, you know, we have to come up with...
No, go away.
I mean, you know, I'm the most positive person on this planet, so we have to get rid of all those. You know, so we have to be creative. The way to make money in the past is probably not the way to make money now or in the future.
Yeah.
So basically get creative and embrace the future. The computer is going to be a big part of it. So using things, you know, like even buying, as I said, with relevant to the book, buying furniture off certain websites. I have my own website. I also have a service directory for where tradesmen and services can advertise, and then they're all recommended and vetted. You know, things like that. We do have, in May, we're bringing over people specifically to show people how to use the internet to maximise whatever area of their life that they're actually using at the moment.
This is your Life Lasting Success event.
Yeah, Life Lasting Success is basically an event where we have motivational speakers, but we also have speakers who will show you how to make money relevant to today. Now, I'm talking world-renowned speakers, people who have been on Oprah, people who have been on CNN, people who have been on the Today Show. On the motivation side, we have Mark Victor Hansen. Now, you know, people can't generally get him, but since 2004, I've basically been meeting up with a lot of successful people one-on-one. You know, that's another show in itself.
So some of that brushed off, obviously, since you've now produced
and
your
I've made
book.
Exactly, and I've made a huge amount of contacts, people that other people just cannot get. So, you know, I mean, for somebody like Mark, the amount he charges is colossal, and that's why people can't get him over. Whereby, for me, because I have such good contacts, they kind of say, Donna's a lovely girl, come over and speak for her. So, you know, we have, on the internet side, we have Adam Ginsberg, who is the top seller in the world on eBay. Now,
okay.
He shows you how to sell on eBay, but not just selling, you know, your old pots and pans or your cuddly toys. It's basically to show you how to use eBay to generate contacts, to create more money, to build websites, all that kind of thing. So we have maybe 5 speakers on the internet, all different ways, getting your targeted leads, how to bring people to your business through the internet. I'm talking these guys make millions, and they're all world renowned.
Well, absolutely. I mean, last week we were interviewing Patrick Munden from eBay, and we were asking sort of what sort of things people sold, and he said, a Learjet. So you can actually sell anything on eBay.
Well, you can, but it's about optimizing eBay. I mean, there's a lot of people selling on eBay, and that's great, and that's wonderful, but whether, you know, the money you make from it, really, I mean, from the money that you can make on it. What I would say to anybody is, if you're doing something, learn from the best. So what we do is we go for the top, because I have the context, we can get them. Now, you know, if I'm a budding, an athlete, and I'm going down on my local track and I don't really know what I'm doing, or at least I'm fairly basic at it, the common sense thing to me is not to be with people who are fairly basic either, or people who are a little bit better. The common sense thing for me is to go to the top if you have access. Now, most people wouldn't have access. Yes. But if you have access, go to the top. They have to have the results. So all of our speakers, and we have 12 on the 8th, 9th and 10th of May, 12 speakers, they're talking about different things. Again, all wealth creation. We've got the motivational speakers there, because I've done over 150 seminars myself, so I know exactly what's involved in the seminar. I've attended over, this is how I met all these people. Okay. I literally sat down and I thought, how can I get to these people? Realistically, you can't call them up on the phone.
Yes.
So it meant traveling around the world to find these speakers and meeting up then one-on-one, and I was surprised that they did, because I didn't want money out of them, I didn't want business out of them, I didn't want anything, only how do you do what you do. So they sat down with me one-on-one, I mean, in an Irish context, I'd say people like Bill Culler and John Boyle, that kind of thing. In, you know, a bigger context, you know, somebody like Mark Victor Hansen, who is, I mean, he's, as I said, he's been on Oprah, he's been on CNN, people just can't get access to him.
Yeah.
You know, people who are turning over colossal amounts of money, but the important thing to say is they started, a lot of them, with nothing. A lot of them don't have education, you know, most of them don't have education beyond 15, which might surprise you, but the great thing is that regular people can relate to our speakers, although we give, the speakers that we give them give results that are absolutely phenomenal, but they show the regular person how to do it. And also, because I've been to so many seminars, I know what works in a seminar and what doesn't. So follow-up courses are there, support is there, you know, having the fun is there, and getting the best speakers in the world.
So, like with all our messages, now is the time to start.
Now is the time to start. I mean, you can wait for another 18 months, or you can wait for a year or whatever, but the only difference between that is a year down the line, you'll just be a year older doing the same thing. You know, I mean...
Come on, say something nice, please.
I mean, the fact is, I would be extremely positive, and therefore, that's why I'm saying take action now. The only way you get results is to take action now and repeat it and repeat it and repeat it until you get the result that you want. Aim higher than you think you're able for. People who, you know, I mean, as the saying goes, if you aim for the moon and you don't hit it, you land amongst the stars.
Yes.
You know, I don't believe in people playing small. I mean, we're all born, as my saying, and I'm known for it, is we're born happy, we're conditioned not to be. So we're born, you know, we're born with the ability, we can do anything. You know, if we want to walk from, get from A to B, we just go there. We don't worry about falling down. We don't worry about being laughed at or criticized. We just take action. I want to get from A to B, and that's it, I'm getting there. Whereas as you get older, you take on people's inhibitions, their limitations, you get conditioned socially, you start to, you know, am I good enough, I'll fail, I better not try that, or that's too big for me. So what I would say is get back to the way you were thinking of reaching your potential. Now, because I'm around people who really do reach their potential and more, that kind of has brushed off on me, because I know it's possible. I'm not around people who are constantly telling me you can't do it, and I did that on purpose. I actually sought these people out.
Okay.
You know, so I know it's possible that somebody just who's maybe beating themselves up or thinks that they can't do it, what I would say to anybody listening is aim higher than you think you can get, and you will actually get the results if you're around people who are getting the results. Don't follow people's advice if they're not getting outstanding results.
And it's very interesting, we often take, let's say, advice from people close to us, mm-hmm. who will have two reasons. One is, some people don't like other people to succeed because it'll reflect badly on them. And secondly, they want to look after that person, they don't want them disappointed. But in reality, just go do it, because there's no such thing as failure, it's just feedback.
Exactly, you're totally right, it is feedback. There's a lot of people who are afraid to do things because it has been ingrained in them that I can't, especially, I mean, I absolutely love Ireland, that's why I live here. But there is a general kind of a negative undertone where we can go so far and then we stop ourselves.
Mm.
Well, I better not do that because he's going to think that, or I better not do that because she's going to say I'm fail or she'll laugh at me. So a lot of people, they want to do like things that they just think that they can't do. But, and I used to be the exact same way. I mean,
no.
And I, believe it or not, Peter, and this will probably shock you, I've never told you before. But
and you're going to tell all the listeners.
I'm going to tell everybody in the world. When I was 14, I was so shy, I wouldn't walk across the road on my own. Now, you know, it wasn't a case where...
Sorry, I just, that I just can't believe.
Well, it's true.
Okay.
And how did I change that? Very simply, I didn't, I didn't have to get a huge amount of treatment per se. What I did was I went to seminars of people who are the best, and I saw, I want to have what they have. How can I have what they have? And I didn't want to be them, but I basically wanted to adopt their qualities. So I started to model them. I started to meet up with them and say, how do you do what you do? And they showed me how to do it. And then it was a case of, petrified enough as I was, it was a case about just doing it, as he said. And because of that, you know, that's why I'm in a position, I mean, you're talking, you know, 10 years or even, especially in the last five.
A couple.
You know, yeah. But especially in the last 5 years, what I'm 28, I'm not 24, but in the last 5 years especially, but over the last, I don't mind telling you, I know I only look 18, but you know, but yeah, be careful what you say. But the thing is, I have access to these speakers now. I mean, I'm totally excited about it because we're bringing people over that are just the best. I mean, it's like, you know, somebody saying, if you want to be a president, what do you do? Well, you bring over a top-class president. If you want to be an athlete, you bring over the best. If you want to be a motivational speaker, or you want to at least feel confident, you bring someone over who can actually teach you how to be confident.
Okay.
You know.
So maybe you can tell us which Taoiseach we should all model ourselves on. But I'll leave you
with
that.
That's something I'm not telling you.
So your event is Life Lasting Success. We'll come back to you later on that in relation to how, I mean, I presume it's just Life Lasting. What's the URL or...
Yeah, the lifelastingsuccess.com, and you know, if actually people book now, they actually get a free guest ticket. Because I can get these people over, we're charging very, very little because we can.
Okay, excellent.
You know? So it's 197 euro for a ticket, and you get a free guest ticket, and you get a free DVD of our last event. The reason we can do that, most of these speakers charge, and I'm not joking, these speakers charge, or if you were to go and see these speakers around the world, say if you go to America, you probably end up spending in or around 500 euro, maybe to 1,000 euro for a day or a weekend with them.
Yeah.
Where we can offer 12 speakers over 3 days with huge value because they're all so varied in what they do. And we don't have to charge for it, really.
Okay, brilliant. Thank you very much, Don. I'll come
You're
back
welcome.
To at the end.
Yeah.
Daryl, thank you for coming along. You have an event called the Internet Bootcamp. Tell me what that's all about.
Okay. In essence, it's a three-day event, bootcamp, full on. And we take people in, much like Donna does, and they come into a room, and we show them how to go from A to Z in the weekend at a seminar basis, on a one-to-one basis also. We show them, and we teach them, we demonstrate them, and we're with them 24/7 practically in the room, and they go in, set up the website, build their business, and on a Sunday they walk out with their business in their PC or the laptop in
okay.
a nutshell.
And does that business get onto the internet at any stage?
Straight in, I think it's day two, we've painted out that they're going to be launching, they set up their domain name the first day, and they launch their website in day two. So by day three they're testing and measuring, and they're seeing what's happening to their website online when the day they leave.
Okay, but I mean, can't people just go to a web designer and get somebody to build all this themselves?
Absolutely, they can. But that will, just to give you an example, we said 2 years ago, I set out a website, and it was a wonderful website, absolutely brilliant, and it cost me 15,000 euro after it was all finished. There was design in there, there was programming in there, so on and so forth, and I've made absolutely no money out of it.
Okay, and did you have a big flag saying, I'm a sucker on you when you went up there?
No, I investigated. I did a little bit of market research, and I went out there and I got websites priced up, and I got somebody in. They showed me the type of design I needed, what I needed to put on the website, so on and so forth. But nobody ever mentioned to me the fact that I needed to also monetize it and make money out of it. So that was a little glitch that was left. Now, having said that, even up to 12 months ago, I spent further money on websites, another 17,000 on another website. And that, at the moment, is netting me 250 euros a month. Since then...
I'm calculating that. So
yeah.
That's 3,000 a year. So yeah. By year six, you'll have paid for that.
Roughly, if I'm lucky. So that brought me to the realization that, right, first of all, my perception was that websites are expensive, they're time-consuming, and they don't make you any money.
Okay.
Until this event has come up. Now I've learned that you can build a website in 3 days and have it launched and have it start making money for you within 3 days.
Now, Daryl, I do know you, and we often have a joke that the most important, we were talking about this, if you were building a supermarket, the first thing you'd ask, go on, you say it.
Where are we putting the tills? You caught me out on that one, definitely. So that is the essence, in my, to my mind, of what a website should be about. That, you know, when is payday? When are we going to get our money back for this? This is what really annoyed me in the last few years, that I'd built these websites, and they were brilliant. I mean, I can show you, I can demonstrate the websites we have. Brilliant design, they look fantastic, but where was the money? There was no money out of them for me. So now I know that I can come into a room, get taught within 3 days, and have a website launched from A to Z, out on Sunday, have a website online that's making me money.
Now, here's the thing, I mean, I mean, you can get, I mean, let's face it, I mean, 15,000, 17,000, I'll be straight, somebody saw you coming, right?
Absolutely.
And it was a few years ago. Yeah. I mean, today you can get a website, I've seen it for €49.
Yeah.
A reasonably good web designer would be about 1,500 for like a good shell, good design, nice sort of thing. And you can go up 5,000 free commerce sites, all of these things.
Yeah.
What is the real issue there? I mean, if these guys build it for it, do they have to keep building it? What's different about this event?
Okay. With this event is you get to see how it's built and then you build it. So you're in control of your own destination where the website is concerned and where the money is concerned. I'll tell you, will I tell you the price for the whole 3 day?
Tell me what the price of the 3 days is. I'm sitting down here now.
You're sitting down, hold on to your seat there. The price inclusive of everything, which I'll explain in 1 second, is it's inclusive. Well, I'll tell you what's inclusive of. I'll tell you the price first, Peter. It's €1,770 for the 3 day. It includes your it's a resident, what we call a residential boot camp. So you're on campus for the 3 days. You're there. You practically live there. Your accommodation is paid for. Your food is paid for. Your breakfast is paid for. Your parking is paid for. So on and so forth. Your registration, your domain registration is inclusive. Your website hosting is inclusive for the year. You learn how to register your own domain. You learn how and what hosting is all about. You learn how to monetize the site by registering a PayPal account for yourself. You learn how to operate the website and how to make changes yourself. So that would be the difference to what I did before. The main difference was I outsourced and was charged because of that, the design and the makeup and the management of that. So therefore, when I came back to do anything again, I'd have to pay a designer or a programmer maybe €80 to €100 an hour to do any work for me. This means that you're going to walk away on the Sunday and you'll be in total control of the changes that you want to make to your website or the updates you need to make to your website on an ongoing basis.
Okay, now I've seen a lot of these systems. They give you one template and you have to fill everything. I mean, what happens if you have a landscape gardener, you have a restaurant owner, and you have, I don't know, somebody who sells goat's milk?
We have a complete menu of templates and titles and templates to put in a nutshell for a cross range of industries and sectors. So whatever it happens to be, even if it's a hobby to a professional boxer for that matter, it's all there. There's a template there to suit every individual that will be in attendance.
But getting the right language, writing the copy, being able to say, I mean, let's say go back to our goat's milk. I know this, by the way, and this is something many people don't know about me, but I used to sell goat's milk. And here's the thing, back in 1976, I was getting 35p a pint for goat's milk.
Very good.
Why? Because I discovered that asthmatics needed goat's milk. So I went to the Asthmatic Society of Ireland and they said, wow, we were always looking for a supply and demand. So therefore, it's not have goat's milk. Mm-hmm. You go for the message is, if you're asthmatic and you still want to drink milk, goat's milk is the perfect thing because it has no reaction. So how do these people who go to this get those right messages?
Elaborate a bit more for me. The messages in terms of how they get their message out to the
content.
Internet.
How the do content. They actually write the content? I mean, because most people don't know this stuff.
We will demonstrate the content. We have a couple of experts that are leading experts in the field that write copy or write sales letter, write content. They will work with the person to say, look at the message they're actually giving that they're sending out to the internet and how to market appropriately to the right sector that they should be aiming at. So they look at the sector, they'll target the sector, they'll send the right message to the right sector. They'll also learn how to go to Google and optimize it where Google is concerned. And so I think it's a pay-per-click system that Google operate. And they learn how to put the right phrases in there, how to get the right message across to their target market to attract, like I think there was a phrase I heard there, bees to the hive or bees to the honey. It'll draw them in bit by bit because of the words and the right way they send their message out to the internet and the people on the internet on the search engines. Yeah.
Are you ready to magnetically attract prospects like
very
bees
good.
To honey?
That's very good.
Okay, will we let the cat out of the bag?
Absolutely.
As to who actually might be there at this camp. So this, you know me and self-promotion, so I'm going to ask for help from yourself, Daryl.
Okay. One of the biggest and best performers and best copywriters and, I suppose, what I call a guru, an internet and a marketing guru, one of the biggest internet marketing gurus in this country is Peter Lawless himself, sitting right here in front of me. And Peter will be helping and hosting the majority of this event for the three-day weekend we have. So Peter will be on hand to help people and work with people and give people, as John has said, the best value that they can possibly get in Ireland at this time.
Now, here's the interesting thing. What we're doing is we're out there helping people in recession. You've your event, which is aimed at one group of people. Donna's event is 3 weeks, but they're different. And that's what I think is fantastic, because it's two separate audiences. Donna, you've just heard what Daryl's been explaining about his.
Yeah.
Tell me how yours are different and what you can see for people coming to the two different events.
Well, I guess what we do, I mean, we would take the website, obviously what Daryl is doing is setting up your website. What Daryl referred to there with the click per Google is called AdWord. And it's done on a commission basis and on an affiliate basis, and you can find out about that anyway at the event. You can have a website, you can have a pretty website, and that's fantastic. Websites don't make money in themselves.
Yeah.
And I've learned this from, again, the bestsellers. I mean, even Tom Hua, he turned over 10 million in 2007 on internet marketing.
Wow.
You know, Matt Basak, who we have speaking, he's about directing traffic, you're talking multi-millionaires, so they know what they're doing. So the website itself, I used to think the website, you know, a great looking website is fine, and it is, it's very important. However, to optimize it, you have to use things like Google, you have to use things like Yahoo, Facebook, Twitter, again, to be taught how to use those to direct traffic. So really a website is just like a base, if you can imagine. So once you've got it set up, and I think they did see Daryl come up with the 15,000
share. Absolutely, yeah. Lesson learned, lesson learned.
You actually don't need a huge amount of money to do this. Okay, you don't, and realistically, people out there don't have a huge amount of money at the moment. So you have to have people who can show you how to optimize a website. So that would be, okay, how do I bring people to my website?
Mm-hmm.
Not only how do I bring people, because, there's millions and millions of websites out there. So you have to really start to, get on at least page one or two of Google so that people can actually tap into you. Now, you go to the website and that's fine, but you have to be able to make money off it. Now, you're not going to make money from your website as in, I hope people will hire me for the service, or I hope I can sell them a product. That's only part of it. When you learn from these guys that I've learned from, you realize that you can actually set up, for example, as affiliates. So things like on eBay, where you can become an eBay affiliate, whereby for every single thing somebody gets, they get commission on it. Google, same thing. Twitter, Facebook, there's massive amounts of stuff on it. Bringing your networking with other people, teaming up with other sites, where you can make millions off your site as opposed to having a nice site and hopefully selling a few products.
Okay.
You know?
Donna, I'm going to have to wrap you up there. Thank you very much again. And
you're very welcome.
For anyone who's listening, Donna's book is Step On, Step Up, available in all bookstores and other things on her website. LifeLastingSuccess.com is the name of her website. Daryl's is InternetBootcampIreland.com. Again, you can see all the details. And
actually, just so that my website, Peter, and it's all on it, the events and everything. The website is called Life Lasting Success, but my own website and all the events are on it. It's called DonnaKennedy.com. Easy one to remember.
DonnaKennedy.com. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, indeed. And your financial coaching.
Well, if people want further information, they can email me, which is Daryl, DarrEll, at financialcoaching.ie.
Listen, thank you very much, Donna.
Thanks,
and Daryl. And to all the listeners out there, it's been 26 weeks of brilliant fun. Thank you very much indeed. I'm Peter Lawless on 103.2 FM. Thank you very much. We'll be right back.
10 every weekday morning, join the team for Good Morning Dublin, keeping our fingers on the pulse of everyday life with news, reviews,